Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
That's what you want.
Listener, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess, LaCrush Hart.
What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another awesome edition of the Honey Suite right here only on Phone Fantasy Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. As you know, I am the hostess with the mostest. I am thickly packed, and this show is always full of flavor. LaCrush Hart in the building. I'm here, people. I'm on time. I'm fresh. Everything is just on the up and up. I'm telling you, people, I am so good right now. I'm going to tell you why in a few minutes. Let me tell y'all, we had an awesome show last night. Shout out to La Drama Princess, who book dropped last night, May 12th. You can get it on Amazon.com. You can go to her website, LaDramaPrincess.com. It's called Swingers Submission. Mm-hmm. Yes. Y'all know she writes that freaky stuff. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, shout out to her for calling in last night and helping me out. Shout out to Lady C, Baton Rouge, Louisiana representative, always calling in and showing much love when she can. So shout out to my peoples, Russ, everybody that tuned in to last night's show. We had a good show. It was LaCrush Hart's randomness. You know, my mind is always going. So we just talked about any and everything. I had a little relationship dilemma. You know, all I know is this. I'm one to always leave comments or make comments on other people's situations as far as their relationship is concerned. And I have to start taking into consideration that it's easier said than done. Out my ass, but you know, I'm like, oh, you'll never take my advice, and I'm like going through my own little mishaps as far as relationship is concerned, and it's easier said than done when it comes to relationships and all that other good stuff. So that is basically the basis of what I was thinking. You know, easier said than done. I was thinking about that, just some randomness, you know, I wanted to put out there. All right, folks, it's Tuesday, the Honey Suite. We did not have a show last week. I was having technical problems, so hopefully now I'm not having technical problems. I think everything should be on the up and up. It looks good. It sounds good. I've worked hard on it to put it into action, so hopefully y'all will enjoy what I got to offer tonight. Tonight is awesome. 805-830-8320. That's my number to call in. You want to converse with us or leave a make a comment or anything like that, you can definitely do so by pressing 1. Also, the chat room is live. You can make a free account on blogtalkradio.com. Sign up, join me in the chat room under Phone Fantasy Radio, obviously. Scroll down to the bottom of the page if you're listening via the internet. Okay, so I'm going to take a quick break, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you how my day went, what's been happening in the last 24 hours since we last had, relations. Yeah, I know what I mean. So right now, I'm going to play some music, and once again, you're tuned into The Honey Suit with LaCrush Hart. Ew.
He is my king, he's my one. Yes, he's my father, yes, he's my son. I can talk to him, cause he understands everything I go through and everything I am. He's my support system, I can't without him. The best thing since sliced bread is his kiss, his hug, his lips, his touch. And I just want the whole world to know about my
bad brother. I love you and I'll never try to hurt you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too. Cause you're my bad brother, strong brother, and there is no one above you. I want you to know that I'm here for you forever too.
He's misunderstood, yeah. Some say that he's up to no good around the neighborhood. Well, for your information, a lot of my brothers got education. Now check it, you got your Wall Street brother, your blue collar brother, you're down for whatever, chilling on the corner brother, your talented brother. And to every one of y'all behind bars, you know that Angie loves you. On my
black brother,
no, 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 no.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio's The Honey Suite. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and that right there was some Angie Stone and Erica Badu. Y'all know how we are doing it tonight. I'm feeling good about my motherfucking self. Okay, so here's the deal. I went out of the house early this morning. Normally, I'm in the house all the time, but, you know, I go out early this morning. I'm walking ill. I know, right? I don't do exercise, but I did. I walked in my neighborhood for a bit. I had an appointment, but my appointment was in the afternoon. I'm like, if I don't leave in the morning, I won. If I don't leave in the morning, then I'm done. So I left. I went to treat myself to some lunch, and I picked up some everything. It's like, can't go outside without spending money. So, you know, but I did have blah, blah, blah. I had my first appointment, people. I went to go see a counselor. Yes, people, I'm going to tell y'all, I went to therapy today. I did my first session of therapy today. And it was actually cool, just talking. And I don't know, she was kind of surprised, sort of, because she's like, okay, why do you need therapy again? And I'm telling her, this is, you know, when she asked me that, I had my notepad out. I'm telling you, I know exactly what's wrong with me. I just need to tell somebody what's wrong with me. And we'll come to a solution together. So I got some goals that I set, people. I've come up with some new ideas I'm going to implement, and therapy was productive. That's all I can say about that. Right now, I see Miss Lady C has made it to the line. Hey, Lady C.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I tell you, I'm good. I had therapy today. I'm good.
Good.
I feel so positive. I feel so positive.
It's good
I didn't
to
get
have
emotional.
Somebody you could just say everything to and just figure
exactly.
It out.
Exactly. And nobody you know is going to find out. I ain't got to worry
right.
about her getting mad at
tweet.
Me and then tweeting about it.
You know what she said?
Exactly. I have to worry about that. But it's all good. It's all good. I turned some heads today. Oh, man, I was feeling good about myself. I turned a few heads, actually. I was walking. The guy had little scrubs. He was in the spot. I was in a spot getting me a salad. Yeah, folks, I got me a salad. I was in a spot ordering my salad. He looked at me up and down like, mm. I'm like, what? Mm, what? I'm like, okay. I was like, okay. That's how you feel about it. I was like, all right, I'm feeling good about myself. But I was ignoring people. Because they looked at like, I can't do nothing with you. I got some today. I was like, who are you looking for? I am not no cat. I don't understand that language. And what's up with this, Lady C? You're standing outside. I was standing at the bus stop. I was not sucking on no lollipops. But I'm outside. I got my headphones on. I'm bopping to the beat. Dude rolls up to the you know, curb, honks his horn, and I'm telling you, this is rush hour in our neighborhood. It's rush hour time, so the kids are coming out of school, people are coming out of work, and you know, the area is crowded. But I'm sitting here with my headphones, I'm jamming, I got my sunglasses on, I think I'm cute, you know. He rolls up to the sidewalk, he honks the horn, he don't get out or anything. Excuse me, and people were like, "Who me? Who me? Who her?" This lady was pointing at different people. He was like, no, he was pointing at me, and I'm sitting there looking at him like, what? Who does that? Who would come up to his car? What he thought this was, 1996? Who's coming up to the passenger side window of the car to holler at you? Not me.
No.
Lady, see, what's that about? I used to do that in high school. You know, the guys would roll up, you run to the car. Hey!
Right.
You know, you did that in high school. I'm a grown-ass woman. Yeah. I wish I was.
Wow.
No, I wish
not,
I would. He had to drive off because the bus was coming. He had to drive off. But still, like, who does that? You didn't park and get out the car. You going to talk about come here. Come who? Me? No.
No.
I'm good.
Yeah, you say come here and it may be come hither and disappear. No.
No, I'm good. I ain't about that life. I'm scared of your car. No.
It's not that serious.
You got bad shocks. I'm not getting in your car. But I mean, like, who does that? You talking through me to the passenger side window? Like, really, you can't find a park and come out and introduce yourself? Like, what's up with that? And I love the people that just stare and look at you but won't make a comment or talk.
Right.
They're looking at you like they want to eat you up. You know, their eyes get low to give you the bedroom eyes. They look like looking at you like you
just don't want people to know that they're trying to be inconspicuous by looking, but they're so out there. Everybody's like, really? You're really looking?
Right,
I feel you looking. You're looking so hard, I feel it.
No, I'll be looking back. Then I get scared to do that, because then the guy that I don't want talking to me, he going to come. The guy you don't want to. Like, you just look like your brush stink. Don't get too close. No. I don't know. They always got a mental defect.
Come up to you and say, hey, how you doing?
Right. And you be looking and you feel bad because you're like, no, you're not my type. Like,
you're not the one.
You're right. But you be feeling bad because it's like, am I being shallow? You know, like but I'm like, that's not fair. You know, not everybody's cup of tea. I accept that. I know that, you know, like, I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
And not everybody's
like, well,
my
see, cup you of learn,
tea.
That's growing up, learning that everybody's not going to like you. It's okay. Either you like it or you don't. That's all. Just, if you
right.
don't like it, move on. Don't say nothing. You don't
right.
have to. You don't have to tell me anything.
Acknowledge
that you don't
me.
Like
you don't
what
have
I got
to
on
any
me.
Of that. That's the ones that go out of their way to tell you that you're not their cup of tea. Those are the ones that need to just go kick rocks with open toe sandals on. Like, go stump a toe or something. Like, really?
I think what happens with them is they don't know how to approach you. And they figure they put you down so you don't think you're better than them. No, baby, look. It don't bother me that you don't want this. Somebody will. Somebody else is out there. Like you said, you don't have to make it known. Oh, she thinks she's looking good. Baby, when I left the house, I know I was looking good. So what you say is not going to bother me.
Right? I had my lip gloss popping. I had my little pink eyeshadow on. I was cute. I wore my two sizes, small denim skirt that I bought, and I was so excited back in December. Like, it's freaking snow on the ground. I'm buying skirts that go to my knee. Yeah, I did. I had my little denim outfit on. I thought I was cute today. You know, my belly was tucked away. I was a good look. I was feeling good about myself. I got these twists. I can work these twists in my head now. One did fall out, y'all know how that is. One did slip out in the back, but that's all right. I still got millions of more. I'm good. I feel good about myself. I bought some bobby pins. I'm going to pin it up. You know how you do? You get to playing in your hair. I'm going to play in my hair. I bought some anti-itch cream and stuff on my head. Shout out to LaDrama Princess. She's finally made it to the chat room. She's here, y'all. Go get that book at LaDramaPrincess.com. Swinger Submission. I think I'm going to order a couple of books and have a giveaway, ladies. See what you think.
That would be nice.
I do. I think I want to have a giveaway. It's summertime. People like free stuff for the summer. You know, I like to read during this season. You go outside. You go to the park. You know, I was looking at coolers today. Like, I need to buy me a new cooler. I need to buy two coolers. One that's going to stay next to my bed and one to travel with. Right, so that's how it is. So I was feeling good, and like I said yesterday, today is just me, random talks, random thoughts, all that good stuff, randomness. Y'all know how I do, if y'all tuned in yesterday. But let me tell y'all, Lady C, what I learned. I told them earlier that I learned this yesterday while I was talking to y'all about my relationship status, if you will. And I told them I'm the one always offering my opinion when it comes to somebody in their relationship. And when something goes sour, they come back, oh, you know, I'm like, I told you, you know, you didn't listen to me. But then I realized it's easier said than done. You know, when it came to me and my situation, like I said, I had to come to the internet, the Rate Phone Fantasy Radio, and try to find out my own dilemma. And it was like, it's easier said than done. So old boy finally called me. He called me today. right before the show. He called me right before the show, and I missed the call. I called back. I didn't listen to the voicemail. I called back. I said, "Hey," he said, "How are you?" I said, "I'm awesome." He said, "You awesome?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Of course you are, right?" I was like, "Okay, what's going on?" He's like, "Oh, I just wanted to let you know, blah, 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 blah." I was like, "Okay, I mean, I just told you I was going to keep you up to date, blah, 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 okay." Then he was like, "Well, I was walking all day, I'm tired. What I'm going to do now is I'm waiting for my food to finish, then I'm going to head off to bed." Mind you, he called me about 7:30. We talked. He said, "I'm about to head off to bed after I eat and stuff like that, but I'm going to talk to you later." Wait, hold up. We need to speak. We need to talk. We have to have a conversation. You called me. You haven't talked to me in 3 days. Right, since Saturday, right. He haven't talked to me in 3 days. Not one time did you ask how you doing today. What did you do? I couldn't tell him about my day. I couldn't tell him how, you know. I just told him I was awesome. That's all he was worried about. So I think I'm going to have to nip that in the bud early. I don't know. LaDrama says, "Hey, ladies." So that's my dilemma, folks. I'm giving y'all a pay-by-pay of my love life. Other than him, there's nobody else I'm talking to. The guys I used to talk to, I cut them off because I was focused on him. I thought, well, maybe I have too many distractions in my life, you know.
Right.
I was personally going through something, but I decided to talk to him. And that's where I'm at now. Now I got to cut him loose. So it's depressing, but it's not going to keep me down because it is hot out. I did my laundry. I went through my box and got out my little dresses. I'm gonna be so colorful this summer. I'm gonna be colorful. That's all I'm wearing. Color.
Those.
Huh?
I love the colorful dresses.
I got the colorful dresses. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about, lady. Those easy smeezy dresses. You throw them on, throw a tank top underneath, and you're good to go. I got those. That's what I'm rocking this summer. I know how to do them. Things like that. So I was thinking, Lady C, I was thinking about our conversation last week when we were talking about the independent woman. And
right.
I made a comment about basically the misconceptions of being an independent woman. You know, there's sometimes you're put in a situation where it's mandatory for you to be that independent, you know, for you to establish that independence. But, you know, you call it independence and I call it survival.
Right.
So there's a difference from me, you know, leaving my mom's house, going to college or, you know, establishing myself and you know, working and things like that, just like a grown folk is supposed to do, than when, you know, I was kicked out of my mom's house and I was in, you know, searching for a place to live and I had to do this and I had to do that to make ends meet. You know, there's a difference, you know, in opinion. You know what I mean? It's like a misconception because you're looking at me, oh, you got flat screen TV, oh, you got laptops, oh, you got a car, oh, you got this, you got that. You know, you always look decent, you know, and you not knowing that I only have $10 in my pocket, but I'm not supposed to represent that I only have $10 in my pocket, right?
Right.
You know, so, yeah, you're like, oh, she independent, she doing this, she don't need no man, she don't need my help, she don't need this, she don't need that. You know, and it's like, you know, you call it, you know, I'm independent and I'm surviving out here in these streets. I'm hustling and grinding just like you are. The difference between you and I is the whole world ain't got to know that I'm struggling.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not their business. Yes, I'm supposed to always look my best when I leave my house. Yes, my clothes are supposed to be clean. These are things that you're supposed to, you know, have in effect. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, that's who I am. That's what represent. I do have a little bit of home training, you know. So I don't know. What you think, Lady C? What you think about that?
I think you're right about that because really, yeah, you have to, when you leave out, be presentable, make yourself happy. And whether that's independence is survival, But being independent, you don't want to have to say, I need you. It's not that I don't want you in my life, but when you, I need you, I can't survive without you, that's when they think they got the upper hand.
Right.
And some guys take that to, they don't like independent women. I realize that. When you say, it's good that you got your own, don't think because you say you can take care of me makes me happy. That don't excite me. You know, I take care of you. Well, no, take care of you first. Living in your mama's house, you can't take care of me.
I'm not even saying that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even say that because I know they're so sensitive and they take everything you say so literal, especially in these when it comes to these certain sensitive situations. Everything you say, they take literally. You know, like, I'm not meaning that literally. I'm just saying you need to get yourself up in order. You need to branch out and get your own stuff. What are we going to do? Be watching movies or kissing and your mom going to knock on the door talking about, do you want me to wash your drawers? I don't want to see that.
Right.
I don't want to lay in the same bed you was laying in when you was 12, pissing it up. I don't want to do that. You know. That
I'm good.
Just saying,
I'm
like, I want you to have your own.
And that's the thing. If you got your own, we can work together. You know, and
right.
Yeah, they don't. If you don't ask them, they used to say, "Oh, what you gonna do for me?"
Right.
And that's one thing. I've talked to guys. I've dated them. I don't ask them for anything. You know, my biggest concern is how you treat me. You respect me, and you want to take me somewhere other than just sit up in my house with me. Then we can go somewhere. But all you want to do is come sit up in my house and roll in the bed. No, that's not a relationship. That's another thing, too.
Why do we always have to come up with a plan to do something? The drama princess is in the chat room, and she said, that's true. If he can't take care of himself, what does it matter who else he is offering to take care of?
All right.
That's what she put in the chat room. And I'm agreeing with that. Like, you know, you out here hustling and grinding, doing whatever you're doing to make ends meet. But they think that they have the mindset that another guy is doing that for me. You know, like, no, dude, I really am doing this for myself. Just because you can't see it on paper doesn't mean it's not getting done.
Right.
You know, and I've never sat there and said, I don't need a man and things like that. I've just known from experience, because this is what I base all my judgments on, from experience. They tell you and they promise you the world, but when it's time to pay up, you know, there's every excuse in the book. I've had 5 guys tell me my computer died. When I had a desktop, the computer died. I had 5 guys tell me they was going to get me a new computer. Oh, your birthday's coming up, I got you. Oh, Christmas is coming up, I got you. Oh, New Year's is coming up, I got you. Well, you know what happened? They took all this money from my income tax. Like, they had every excuse in the book.
Yeah.
And then when they came, and then when they see me next, and, oh, I see you got a new computer. Yes, I did. You know, that's why I say I don't ask you. I'm not going to ask you. I'm not going to beg you to do anything for me. If you ask, if you offer, then sure. You know, go ahead and do it, you know. And what the fuck is this? Oh, my God, I'm sorry. This just popped in my head. What the fuck does this mean to let a man be a man? What does that mean? Women don't know how to let a man be a man. Women can't let the man be a man. What the fuck does that mean?
You can be a man, and being a man is more than just taking control of something.
What does that, Lady C, I baffled over this question for a while. I've been baffling over this question on what does that statement mean. LaDrama, you can join us if you want, 805-830-8320. Damn, LaDrama, I didn't even get it out. I didn't even get the number out. I see our number pop up.
That's true. That's the first thing they want. A man be a man.
Let a man be a man. When did I take that away from him? Like, I don't understand that. That doesn't bother me.
I need you to do this. I need you to do that. I need you. My sink is broke. Can you fix it? I need my clock put together. No.
They don't know how to do that. We got to do that.
If I can do that, I can do it. I'm
going to
do it.
Lady C, let me just bring on LaDrama. LaDrama Princess, are you here with us, LaDrama?
I'm here.
How are you, Drama? I got so much piled up in my head right now on that one sentence, let a man be a man. Look, Drama, what's your comment so far?
My comments on that is, if a man is going to be a man, he wouldn't even have to make a statement like that anyway. And when he does say something like that, it's just because he know he ain't shit. So he got to try to make you feel bad because he can't even be up to par. Like, you want to let a man be a man. Like, if you were going to be a man, you would already be doing it. We wouldn't be having this damn conversation.
Exactly.
So when people say that, that's just a deflection type thing. It's like, this motherfucker ain't about shit.
But I don't even understand who came up with this comment. Like, I do know this. I'm not going to deny this. I will not take this away from the situation. The structure of a family is gone. Okay? Family structure. The family structure is gone. There's no such thing as a family structure right now. This is just my opinion. You may have a different one. If you do, by all means, call up and comment. You can do that. The lines are wide open. You know, this is an open discussion. I do believe that the structure of family is gone. There's no such thing as the man is the head of the house and the woman is the bearer of children. That doesn't exist no more. This is 2014 going into 2015. What? That mentality needs to be shot. It's done. That we're not getting back to that stage. We're not. I know you read the Bible. I know what you've been taught. I know this is something that's passed on from generation to generation, but it's not anymore. This is not what's happening in our society anymore. Can we come to grips with that? I don't know, but we need to. We need to come to the realization that those old ways or those traditional ways of family structure has depleted. They're done. It's over. You know, so right now we all redefining our roles, man and woman, woman and woman, man and man. I mean, really?
Well, what role is a man defining when he makes the comment that would you let a man be a man? What role is he defining in?
Right.
That's the thing. I don't know. How do I take that away? How do you let me take that away from you? That's your identity. If you don't feel like a man, that's something personal. Ain't that what you tell us?
Ain't that what I'm saying?
I'm a woman, hear me roar, and y'all feel some type of way. Y'all tell us, well, nobody can tell you what you are because it's called self-esteem, self-awareness, right? So only you can affect that. Man can't affect that, right? I've had that conversation before, yes?
Yeah.
So why doesn't it apply to them? This is that double standard shit I don't like.
and that keeps on sticking around. Double standard, it does not go anywhere.
As long as you have opinions, it won't go anywhere. You know, and I understand that. You know, that's something we got to accept, eat it, and just keep fighting it. The good fight. You know, finding ways around these double standards, because that's what we're doing. We're finding new and inventive ways, you know, to be on the up and up. But yeah, I was thinking about that. Let a man be a man. Or some women don't know how to let a man be a man. Some women don't know how to treat a man. They don't know how to treat him. Like, what?
How long are you supposed to wait for a man to be a man? How long is this going to take?
But yeah, you know, we done been together 7 years. We got 2.6 kids. Like, yeah, how long is this going to take, dude? You know, like.
Well, you don't let me do this and don't let me do what? What you want to do? Do it.
Right.
Step up to the plate and do what you say you want to do. Then you can jump up and say, you know, I'm taking care of you. Really? You work at McDonald's. I work in the corporate world.
Wow. Now, that's a contrast.
Exactly. Like, whoa. But that's
real.
But I know
a couple like that.
In this society, in this economy, that's real right now. You know, or y'all both losing y'all job and y'all both struggling. And now this is something, and it always boils down to this, money. Money is the way of life. Whether you have all of it or you don't have any of it, money always becomes the root of that relationship.
Right.
That's one of the things I've realized, that money does play a part, because when it's like, before we can even get started, you want to go out? Yeah, I want to go out. We want to, let's go to the movies and dinner. Oh, who's going to pay? What? Who should pay? What you mean, who should pay? Didn't you just ask me out?
Oh, my goodness.
You got $20?
That reminds me. That reminds me of Love and Hip Hop last night, when one of the characters was out on a date with the other couple from the show. And so it came time to pay their tab. I think they were bowling or something like that, something simple.
Uh-huh.
So the one couple, they were like a new couple, and I think the other ones were too. But anywho, uh-huh. So one couple, they said, well, we'll get the tab or we'll split it or whatever. And then the guy, he was with Erica, so this is supposed to be her new man. And he said, no, 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 we got it. So as soon as the other couple walks off, he said, baby, pull out your car and go on pay. <I'm>
like,
What?
That's not, we got it.
You do this on TV. You're straight embarrassing. And she goes to her confessional, and she said, yeah, he's been having hard times lately, but he's doing the best he can. You know, I'm just going to hold him down right now. I'm like, your relationship just started. Come on.
We expected to do that for them. They don't do that for us. I was struggling to pay my cable, but my cable got cut off. I had to get $500 up in 24 hours. Did you offer to give me $20 for that? $10 of that? $25 of that? No, but yet you come and you lay up and you watch it. What?
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's the thing. Like, they want, and I said this before, and I got so much backlash. I think you remember this, Lacey. I forgot the conversation we was having. But I said, you know, y'all want just pussy. I'm going to say it as blunt as I can right now. Y'all want just pussy. Y'all just want the pussy. Y'all don't want the commitment. Y'all don't want the relationship.
Right.
Y'all don't want the drama. Y'all just want the pussy, but yet y'all want to act like we married. I can't see nobody else. I can't be talking to nobody else. I can't be seen with nobody else.
Right.
Your pussy, like, you paying the bills up in here, and like, you taking care of this household, and you satisfying my every need. There's supposed to be nobody else in my, like, you want marriage pussy on a booty call salary. What? No, that's not how that works. You don't get those privileges. You don't get that say. So if I agree to that, then it's still, you know, this is my body, my situation, it's my decision.
Right.
Where do you get off putting these restrictions or restraints on me, but yet you got your wife, you got your other girlfriend, you got your baby mama on this end, and I can't comment on anything that you do.
Well, I got one that's even better for you, guy. Or we, if you keep me satisfied, we'll see where we go from here. Excuse you? What?
I've heard that before.
I come over, you know, just make sure, you know, because I be stressing. Okay. Well, when we just gonna go to IHOP? I ain't asking for nothing fancy. Oh, I was thinking about taking you somewhere, but you was thinking about it. Really? Really, you were thinking about it, you know. We're going to get there. No, we ain't going to never get there. So all you ever want to do is come in and roll in the bed, take a nap, and then you go. That's not a relationship.
Right.
That's not even friends with benefits. Friends with benefits at least go to McDonald's.
Because we friends first, and they fuck up at that part. You know,
yeah.
We call it friends with benefits because we want to name it nice. No, that's not it. That's not what we're doing. This is not friends with benefits.
No. That's booty call.
Anything else, right?
Yeah.
We was talking, communicating, we was everything else before we was having these benefits. That's what friends with benefits is. They actually had a friendship, you know.
Right.
You know, you actually had a friendship with this person. You know, you cried on their shoulders, and one thing led to another. That's where friends with benefits come in. Right now, y'all just trying to make it sound pretty. No, let's call it what it is. A booty call. You call me at 1 o'clock in the morning, your girlfriend done turned you down, but you need to get that nut off or I'm going to the store, and you calling me up. You ready? You available? You know, and just like you get your urges, I got my urges too. So, yeah, come on through. Let's, ladies, can we sit there and stop denying that we don't agree to this stuff? You can't be a call. You cannot be a booty call if you didn't agree to the damn booty call.
Right. Right.
Can we stop denying the fact that, I was just a booty call, but I was just a one-night stand. But yet you have those same urges. We're women. We're sexual beings. We have those same urges. We just need a dude to come through, knock it down, and take it to the next level. Bye. I don't need you for nothing else.
That's the sad part. They're not that good. When they're not that good, they don't understand. If you tell them it wasn't that good, like, oh, you just saying it. No.
The drama.
I'm going to get you interested. When you say you don't want it, I can make you interested. No. Don't call me at 12 o'clock at night. Oh, I just wanted to see you. Really? You done everything else, and it's 12:30, and you. I was just seeing how you was doing. I was doing fine. Bye.
Exactly.
You know.
I'm like, text me. Hey, what up? Hey, what's up? I text back. Hey, what's up? They like, what you doing? I said, getting in my bed. I said, I'm not available tonight. He texts back, why? What? Why? Why are you questioning me? That's what I want to know. LaDrama, what you thinking over there?
I'm just thinking of all these same comments I've heard over the years. Like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're so obvious. That's what I'm thinking over here. I remember the times.
Another question I have. Just random stuff, people. Bear with me. Another question I have is, they ask you, are you involved? Are you in a relationship? Are you seeing somebody? You say, no, I'm single. And their response is, why?
Yeah, they want to see what's wrong with you. What you going to say?
How should I answer that? Because either way I answer that, it's still a kick in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
If I say everybody else's fault, then you're not taking responsibility. But then if I say what it is, it's my fault, then oh no, I don't want to deal with that. Like,
the thing is, it's by choice. And when you say by choice, what do you mean by choice?
Right, but then that's a lie. That would be me lying. Honestly, up and down, I thought about this, Lady C. We go through different stages when we become single or we're in the single life. You got different stages.
Right.
In the beginning, like the first half of it, yeah, it was by choice. Yeah, everything is good. Yeah, you know, he fucked up. I dumped him. Blah, 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 however it is, you're single. And it could be, you know, yeah, I'm single. I'm doing me. I'm just going to have fun. Blah, 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 blah. Then as time goes on, and you start to, I'm open to the idea. You know, you get open back to the idea that you want to be in a relationship. So your views change while you're single. It's no longer, by choice. I just haven't found Mr. Right yet. That's what you're saying. Haven't found Mr. Right yet. Then you get to the last stage where it's just like, because I gave up. You can admit that. You just give up. Like, you feel like, you know what, I'm just going to stay single. I'm going to be the lady with 12 million cats. Fuck it. You know, because there's no Mr. Right. You know, you just lose hope. You get to that point. I think that's where it is. I'm at the part where I'm open to the idea.
You're open to the idea, but you just don't want just anything. You still have standards.
Right.
Yes.
You still have to.
You set for yourself because you don't want the guy with onion breath look like Bobo come say, hey, I'll be your man.
It's not even the standards that's killing me. Patience that's killing me.
So what's the difference between the expectation and standards?
Well, the standards in my mind, I got this guy who's over 6'2", you know, he has himself together. He treats me like a woman, you know, things of that nature. And those are my, you know, my, this is what I want. You know what I mean? And then there's that, this is what I need.
Okay.
You know, and I think that's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to decipher those two, because the guy that I'm talking to now, he's 47. I'm 33. That's a big gap.
Yeah, but y'all grown.
Yes, we're grown, but it's still a big gap. You know what I mean? Because in 1980, when I was born, this dude was getting ready to go to high school. You know?
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, did you watch Saturday Night cartoons? Like, that nigga don't remember that. He's outside playing ball.
Okay, so you say that. You say that. So what you think I feel? I'm 55 and 30 years old, and I really want to talk to you. Really? No, dude, I really can't go there because it's such a big gap. I mean, I'll talk to them, and I listen. I'm like, nah, I just can't
get to
that.
Right, they start talking about stuff, and you'd be like, huh? And I love that. What you know about that? What you know about that? I love when they tell me that. What you know about that? Nigga, what you know about it? Old ass. But I have no problem with the age difference. I really don't. I really didn't have a problem with the age difference. Because he didn't look his age, first and foremost. He shaves all his hair off his body, so he don't look his age until that shit start growing back in.
Oh, okay.
And you start seeing that receding hairline. Nigga, go shave that, go shave that, go shave that. You know, and I'm thinking the real thing is, like I said, my expectations of him. When we was talking, when we first started, you know, chatting with each other and talking to each other over the phone, you know, it was like high school all again. You hang up. No, you hang up. You hang up. You hang up. You know, and you got... And I got this guy in my head. I'm picturing this guy in my head. Oh, we're going to have fun on rainy nights. He's going to be here laying with me. He's going to cuddle me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, and then it's like, wait, I don't need that. You know what I mean? Like I need to decipher what I want from you from what I need from you. You know, and when you're getting that, and when you're getting into a relationship, those are the two things you have to look at. You know, what do I want from this relationship and what do I need from this relationship? And I realized...
Well, I think you should be able to be looking at both and get both of them from it. You know, it should be a good balance of
that's the perfect world. I'm trying to be realistic about it. And I don't think you're gonna have to compromise on something.
Yeah, I mean, they say that, but I think that you still should just, like, hold out until it comes. Might take a little while longer. I just think people should do. I think
it
does
take a little while longer. I agree with her and hold it out because if you don't, there are so many people. You end up, you're more hurt from just accepting some of the stuff, and you look back like, wait a minute, really? No. You know, am I going to just accept it? And you learn you don't want to just accept things just because to say you're dating somebody. Or you got somebody in your life.
Right.
You know, and a person in your life should be there. If you're going through something, he's supposed to be there if he's really in your life. And he's going to be there for you. I mean, if you say, I got a headache out this world, okay, don't, well, I'll come love you. No, I said I have a headache. Now I want you to screw me. You feeling bad? I'm going to make you feel good. Dude, that's
oh my
not
God.
What it... I mean, okay, I had ear infections, couldn't hear out one ear. I had a biopsy on my breast. I'm telling you, I'm feeling bad. Well, I'm going to come make you feel good. Dude, I will knock the hell out of you if you come to my door with some bullshit.
Oh,
not going to make me feel good.
Right.
I'm telling you, I'm waiting, okay, biopsy, they're trying to find out if it's cancer. Instead of saying, well, let, you know, I'm going to be there for you, support you, whatever, whatever, I'm going to make you feel good. Not one saying it's going to be okay, you know, you're feeling bad like this, you can't hear the medicine, da-da-da-da-da. I'm going to make you feel good.
The D saves everything. It makes everything better.
According to them.
They think so.
No, it doesn't.
They think so. Where did that come
I mean, okay, they just finished squashing me and cutting me and stuff, and I'm sitting here saying, okay, they look like cancer. Okay, they're saying this, but still you're doing all these procedures. So in my mind, okay, you know, it could be the beginning, whatever, whatever. Then I'm hurting from my ear, and you talking about coming doing something.
Mm-mm.
No, dude, you don't do that. Instead of saying you want me to come hold you, I'm going to make you feel good. No. I'll bring you a cup of soup. I'll bring you some aspirin. What you want to eat, anything. I'm going to come make you feel good.
Sometimes I think guys don't know what to say in a situation like that because all that stuff that was going on, that was pretty deep. So he's like, well, I'm just going to do what I know best, laying down some dick, and that's it.
And that's all he wanted to do. And I was like, dude, no, that is not.
That is not what's up.
No, I need some talking, you know, just the talking. Maybe I want to cry a minute just because I'm scared as hell. You know, when they say the cancer word, your mind go flying, and, you know, and they're like, I mean, they're going to have to cut off these. I like these.
Right. So he ain't even thought about that.
But, you know, I'm going to do it. I could do it without them if they have to take them, but wait a minute, I like them. You know,
wow.
Never once saying how you feel about it, you know. You just talk about it. No, I'm going to come make you feel good. Dude, no.
And
she never, I was like, I just lost all respect for him. No, that's not even a friend.
You know what? I'm going to stop you right there. That right there is the whole key to everything that I think that's going on with this whole relationship situation is the respect part.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're missing.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is the key to it. That's what's missing in this dynamics that we're trying to create here, this relationship, this relations, is that respect in manners. Those are the two things I think that's missing from it. You know, like, dude,
yeah.
just because you're not physically forcing it on me, you're still trying to pressure me into doing something. I continuously got to tell you no. Then it gets to the point where I have to get nasty with you, and now I'm all types of bitches.
Right.
Because you keep pressuring me. You keep doing this. You keep doing that. Then I got annoyed. I done tried my best. But now I got to be real. I got to be brutally real with you. No, your dick game is wet. I don't want it. No, keep it to yourself. You know, and then I have to sit up there and I get to insulting you. And I'm telling you everything. And it may not even be true, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway because now you done made me mad.
Oh,
no,
you just saying
I don't want
it. Just
no,
saying.
You're resting. No, you know, everything that has ever bothered you end up coming out in that one breath.
Right.
You know, everything that
you
let
know you
go,
like
that
it. You know you
put to
like
the side.
It. You like it.
Right, because I don't want to be shallow. That's the thing. I don't want to be. I don't want to come off shallow. I don't want to come off like I'm too good for you, or you're not good enough for me, because at the end of the day, I have my expectations, but I also have my standards. And sometimes
right.
I feel like we have to compromise on one or the other. Like you know, they tell you, every relationship coach in the world tells you this too. Well, raise your standards or lower your standards. What does that mean? Lower your standards. What does that mean? Should I start dating homeless guys? What does that mean?
Well, I guess that means to, like, be realistic, because some people, they just, like, have these things where they know that if it was them, they wouldn't be able to meet those standards either. But
right.
At the same time, you should have something there, like, for whatever is specific to you. I think that's the main thing. Whatever that you feel like will make you complete, because that's what the person is supposed to do anyway. Not complete you, but compliment you. So whoever
right.
you feel yeah. like that type of guy is, that's what your standard should be. Who is a compliment for the crush? That's
right.
all that you should be looking for.
Right.
I think that's what they mean by that.
And that, you know,
I mean, because you may want to be a swinger and he don't want to be a swinger. So then
right.
that's going to be a confusion. Or you may say, okay, we're in this, and every now and then we may go our separate ways and meet somebody. And this is what they call an open relationship, you know. If that's what you want
to
be.
See, that's the thing. When it came to, and that played a big part in it, too. And the fact that I'm a online personality, I guess that's what they call it. You know, I'm an internet personality, or I'm an internet celebrity. Who, you know, I've gotten that too. I'm an internet celebrity, I'm an internet personality. That also plays a part in it, because some of them have such high standards that because I've shown my titties, or, you know, I've did, you know, adult this or whatever, or I talk sexy, or I flirt too much on the internet as La Crush Hearts. You know, then, you know, I'm not wifey, if you will, material. So it really is just about the sex. Now, the thing where I do tell them this at the beginning, like, I keep it as real as possible. Some people say that's my blessing and my curse at the same time. when we get into a relationship and we're starting, not even relationship, when we get to the conversation part and you ask me about me, I'm going to tell you about me. And it's one thing that I did come to grips with, that because I have shown myself on the internet, I have been open worldwide, globally, you Google me, you're going to see whatever it is that I put out there, that I accept that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, once again, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. But what they fail to understand is you didn't meet Leticia, you met LaCrush. There's a big difference.
Right.
There's a difference. You know what I mean? Like, you met that. That's how I attracted you. That's how you was attracted to me, because I was doing the same thing that you despise.
Well, no, they want you to shut it down and it just be for them.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't ask me to shut down me.
No.
Oh, there's literally one. There's no such thing as. I have tamed it down, but it wasn't because he asked me to or somebody asked me to. I did this of my own choosing. I have toned it down. I don't do the phone sex thing. You don't see me posted about videos and you know, I it's still out there. Don't get me wrong. Every now and then I turn it on, but I'm not doing the swing parties anymore. I haven't been to a swing party in over 2 years.
No.
But see, you wouldn't know that because that's not LaCrush Heart. LaCrush Heart is the one that talk about sex, that keeps it blood, that keeps it real, you know, on air and on the internet. You know, I'm always posting, oh, yeah, when I go out, I'm out here, I'm out there, nigga, I be in the house. 9 times out of 10, you could call me and I'm in the house. Let me stop talking about
that. Like you say, that what drew them to you. That was the attention getting. Now they want you to just...
You came across a posting that I posted and you was attracted to that.
Right. But then that's the insecurity. And if you're insecure, whether you're out there or not, insecurity is what messes up any relationship. Either, okay, if I say we're together and you're, you know, it's you and me, and this is what we said it, that's where it is. If you're insecure about, because like at my job, I clown, I flirt. Everybody come up there to the register, to order food. I'm flirting with them, coming up with stuff. But really, yeah, that's how I do it, because people like, you know, you clown, you laugh, they coming back. You know, just because I tell get one little white guy, he says, I want chocolate. I said, baby, you couldn't handle this chocolate.
I know.
You know, and people say, why did you do that? Just a little, let me tell you. It's just the way I am. I flirt and call with everybody. But if you think I'm going to hush and stop and, oh, no, you got somebody. But this is what I do. This is how I'm at work. I'm clowning, I'm laughing, you know, and just like a lot of people couldn't deal with Lady C as they could deal with Carol. But they're looking at her, what? You know, wait a minute. You said what? You talk about that. You know, what we talk about everything. You should be able to talk about everything anyway.
But anyway, LaDrama, what you thinking over there? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was listening.
Oh, you're the author here. You're the expert. You're supposed to do more than just listen. You're supposed to tell us what you think.
Oh, I'm the expert guest for this?
You're the expert, yes. You're the expert. For you to be writing all that freaky stuff, you're the expert on this right here. I know you sat down and contemplated on these situations just like I have. You're author. It comes naturally for you. I think so. Does it?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't?
I can say no.
No.
You don't contemplate.
Well, I can only answer the question as from past experience. I was agreeing with what both of y'all were saying. I see both sides, but that's what I said earlier. I just think that if you're in this position, that you should just hold out. And that's with anything, though. If you want something good for you, you have to wait on it. It's so aggravating and frustrating the whole time. It's like, damn, this shit don't make sense. But you got to just, like, wait and just hold up. Because when you say about the respect thing, I know when guys talk to me online and they talk to me in person as well, they always, like, I always demand my respect out of guys. So from the beginning, you're going to know how to deal with me. So, of course, they're going to try me anyway. But I always shut them down. So when it comes to the respect thing, I think I got out of that a long time ago. You know, you just can't let anybody feel like they're going to give you the amount of respect that they want to give you. I just showed it from the beginning. And I think some of that, if you do that and you just stay with it, because like you said, they'll say you're a bitch. Okay, then what, moving on? So I don't care about if you say I'm a bitch in the beginning. I'm just going to let you know that you can't do and say things to me as you please. You're going to have to get on my level when you're dealing with me. And I think if you just stay like that, you be like that with somebody in the beginning, you will cut a lot of the stuff out. Then once you get on the respect thing, you get all that straight. And whatever else is on your list that you have issues with, and you be steadfast with that, you'll start weeding out, because certain guys won't even come to you anymore. So it'll be starting, it'll start the guys that, you know, that you want. Like you said, you have your want and then you have your needs out of a relationship. Those wants will come to you as well, and they will also be a need. So then you'll start getting to the people that's really that who you feel like you can choose from to be with. But that's my only thing that I know to be a fact. Once you get it in your mind, it's like, I'm not going to be going for any bullshit. It's going to be a process that you're going to have to go through over time. And then once you do, you will start seeing, like, it might be some relationships that it still might be a few screw-ups, but then after each one, you'll be like, okay, I know for a fact what I did wrong. Because even if you in a relationship with somebody else, you still have to say, well, what did I do wrong? What could I have done better? Because you got to always look out for you first. Mm-hmm. So that is not saying that, you know, the guy can't be wrong or he couldn't have messed up. But from your point of view, you always have to look at for what's best for you. What can you make your situation better by doing, you know, to help yourself out? Well, if you just, like, keep those things in mind, start out with the respect thing first. Just let them know. I always tell people that I always let a guy, you can't just talk to me any kind of way. And I just, why you see me on Facebook, and I tell them quick, or you see what I say, I just snap back. I'm just not going to do that. So they know how to come at me. And they, like I said, they will try. Mm-hmm. But I always give them the same response every time. So once you get into, you know, doing those things, everything going to start falling into place. It's just going to take a process,
right?
You know,
right.
And this is all for you. So you shouldn't give up on it and say, okay, well, I'm just going to cave in because it's too hard for me to find a guy. No, you shouldn't, because this is you. So you good enough to be taking your time with it.
Right.
I mean, it don't matter if nobody come real fast. You can just, you know, be with yourself for a little bit.
And I do like being with myself. Yeah, myself having a good time.
Oh, so you got where I was going with that, right?
Yeah, myself be having a good time, girl. Tell you what, I be
wonderful time.
I know.
I be having a good old time all by myself. They be looking at me and I be walking.
Like that. That's wrong.
I like being with myself. I like being myself. You know the best part of being yourself?
What?
Is when you ignore people. Like you really are with somebody else. You know, you trying to get your attention and you walking with your head too high. Like, I don't even see you, son. You too low. Can't even see you. And you get that twitch. Like, now look at my back. You get a twitch in your step. You get a pep in your step, man. Yes, look at my curves. I'm with myself right now. Got time for you.
Yeah, that's exactly how it should be.
Yeah.
And then once you are that way with a guy, like you put yourself up on that pedestal, they'll feel like, okay, well, this is something that I need to be trying to attain. So they'll try to get themselves on the level with you if you put that out there.
Right.
You know, most chicks, they try to come down to the level of, well, I'm making it easy enough for him to try to be with me. And they
well,
end
that's
up backfiring.
Everybody would say lower your standards.
No.
Oh, you lower
from them.
Too much.
Why can't I expect you to have ambition? Why can't I? I'm not expecting you to be Superman. I'm not expecting you to take on 10 guys that insult me in the bar. I'm not. Those are not my expectations. I'm trying to be as realistic about the situation in general, you know, realistic about the role you're playing in my life. I'm trying to be as realistic and as down to earth as possible. I don't ever want you to feel like you got to bend over backwards to be with me. I think I'm the most realist, down-to-earth, level-minded, but I think everybody thinks that about themselves, too. But I've never had them, I guess I'm just a little too laid back. You know, I'll hold it in until I'm ready to, until I talk to my girl. Let me talk to my girl. Listen, this is what happened. And then they'll say something, then I'll come back, listen, I got to tell you this, because I feel like if I come at you right then and there, when it's really, you know, fresh on my mind, you're not going to like the way it comes out. You already don't like the way you're not going to like the way it comes out, because I'm getting frustrated, I'm getting angry, and all those emotions, and then I don't want to say something that I'm going to later on regret saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not, I'm not malice like that, you know, so I don't want to come at you malice. I don't want to, you know, I don't want us to have that type of relationship, because then you're going to say something. And the last thing I need for you to do is for you to get mad enough where you think you're going to raise your hand at me.
Oh.
You know, then it gets to that point. It gets to that point because they're so fucking sensitive. But that's just my fear. You know, that is just my fear. It may not be true, but that's my number one fear. I don't want to be put in that situation. You know, I don't want to be the one that triggered that, you know, now he want to beat on me. I don't want to, And past experience, you know, you say a little bit too much, or you say a little too loud, you know, because he got them insecurities and they don't know how to respond to the situation. Like, that's realistic nowadays.
Well, see, that's where I go back to that respect thing. If the guy knows that he can't do that to you, and then just keep that with yourself, then you won't have to worry about no guys even. You know, you won't never be in a situation where you have to question or be fearful that he would do that, because you're going to already have somebody in your life that, you know, he's not going to even do that. He's going to be able to talk to you and deal with situations without having to get violent and physical.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole respect thing will cut a lot of that out, because I do believe, and you know, you have people say, well, it's a sickness or it's other issues, but at the same time, I just really believe that if a man respects you, he won't do that to you. I mean, he might even leave the whole situation for a little bit before he even will hit you. Or, and you know, if he's really good about it, he'll be able to express himself in other ways, you know, mm-hmm. verbally, not even in a negative way, even if it's a negative situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really, like you said, they should walk away. Any situation that gets that frustrated, it's best to walk away. Because when you're mad, you don't hear what the other person's saying anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You don't
I definitely
hear it
agree with that.
You got your mind set on what you know is right. And they could say that the sky is blue, and in your mind, I don't care what you say. It's not blue right now. Nothing you say is right. You know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, walk away and count to 100 if you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Because 10 don't always work.
Right.
You know, and yeah, if you have a fear of them hitting you, then you know right then, oh no, you're the wrong person. Yeah.
Definitely.
This is the Honey Suite. This is the Honey Suite, and it's officially ladies tonight, because it's just us ladies up here talking about y'all men. If you have a comment, you want to join the conversation, you can do so at 805-830-8320. Press that 1 and come on in. Also, we're at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. If you go to the Listen Live Now link and scroll to the bottom of the page, there's the chat room. Sign up for a free account and join myself and two other people who's watching right now in the chat room. We're talking about independence versus survival and everything that comes in between, about being an independent woman or being a survivor, or, you know, we're just talking about random stuff that comes to mind. It's not random, because I've been thinking about it forever, but it's random to y'all.
But the sad part is, a lot of women think about it.
I'm going to take a quick break because we done way past the top of the hour. It's already 10:12 p.m., 9:12 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm in Eastern Central, so we're here. The lines are open. We're going to take a quick break, try to get our energy, some water, pee, all that good stuff. And we're going to come back and finish up our conversation. I got LaDramaPrincess.com. Swinger Submissions is the book. It dropped yesterday. It's on Amazon.com. Go check that out. We also got Lady C from Baton Rouge. You know who she remind me of, right? Lady C remind me of that Popeye lady. Hey, child! They think you good.
Oh, my God. Oh, gee.
Wow, y'all going to look at that commercial now and just start laughing.
Yeah, I will.
I ain't got no good sense. We're going to be right back and tune into the Honey Sweet on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Okay, boy.
Just keep going and don't look back. And look forward from where you're at. There's some jealousy in your rear view. Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the max. Count that money that's in your lap. There's some jealousy in your rear view. Hello, hello, hello.
Smashing in the fad lane, empty in my rear view, meals in my windshield, keep them in the clear view. Cheers to my partners who got it, we finally did it. And here's to the ones with potential to go and get it. We survived yesterday, foreign ride connoisseurs. Pop and fly today, tomorrow ain't promised to us. Grind hard for dirty money, but our heart's pure. Steady mobbing on these suckers, man, they so funny to us. Broke niggas all smiles when they run into us. Get by theyself, they talking tough, but don't do nothing to us. Call theyself paper chasing when we'll be running to us. You violate the puppet master, get your string pulled. Hustle gang, king team, label me the ringleader. Just showing haters the tail lights of my two-seater. Two heaters with me in the ride, but I don't need them, no. Left evil behind me, that's where I plan to keep me. Go.
Go in and don't look back. And look forward from where you're at. There's some jealousy in your rear view. Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the max. Count that money that's in your lap. Just some jealousy in your rear view. Hello.
I hustle hard, forever shine. Pay haters, no, never mind. Won't stop until we popping bottles at the finish line. Never been the quitting kind. Spirit ain't no killing mine. I'm getting mine. You don't like it, nigga, get in line. So many times I've shown dudes I won't lose. Time precious, but waste yours if you want to. Hate, I made it and you didn't. For that, I ain't to blame. Won't change a thing. The circumstance to remain the same. Can't complain, I'm highly favored. My flavor's God-given. So used to hate, appreciation is an odd feeling. Still, I stay focused on the millions, trying to dodge prison. Praying, asking for forgiveness, hoping God listen. As far as this and me pimping, go ahead and have a ball. Meanwhile, I'm getting bread, determined to have it all. I'm talking money, sonny, if ain't none of that involved. Why is we conversing? This vehicle ain't reversing.
Go in and don't look back. Some jealousy in your rear view. Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the max. Count that money that's in your lap. Just some jealousy in your rear view. Hello, hello, hello.
Everybody, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, come on, we
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon'
fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon'
fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down, you gon'
fall in love.
I'ma put it down, I'ma put it, I'ma put it, I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it thoughts up, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Ooh, your talking is so tough. Damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Ooh, you know you make me weak,
just 'cause the way you are. 'Cause everybody in here knows that you're
and yet you're still a man, you know.
I got the sweetest heart any man that wants to save.
He don't have to work hard.
From what I see, you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down.
You gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, 'cause I'm grown. Got to pull up in that, come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me, still keep it so 2012 on me, 'cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know, got the sweetest heart, even though he can ride it cool for me.
He gon' have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want, that's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, so baby put it down. If you put it, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down,
you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, down,
you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Girl, you know, with all this money and all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. She told me it ain't even like that. She been hating all night, her friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in
love. If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard right, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it, put it, put it, if you put it, put it.
Playing the hottest R&B and hip-hop.
Yes!
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
That's right. You're tuned in to Phone Fantasy Radio. Oh, sorry. Just had to get that out of my system. Got Lady C. Got the Drama Princess. You got La Crush. There's a whole la-la-la going on. Got the la-la-la team. Team la-la. we're here. We're talking about everything. We're talking about everything. So before we went to break, we were talking about something. And now that we're off break, we're going to continue talking about something. No, I'm just playing. we're talking about respect and relationship. We're talking about independence and survival, the versus survival. We've been talking about everything, basically, when it comes to relationship. We're just breaking it down, critiquing it all, share different experiences. But now that I've gotten let a man be a man, and you know, now I got that off my chest, there's one more thing I want to get off my chest. We only got half an hour remaining. We only got half an hour remaining, 36 minutes to be exact, remaining. So I know this is going to take up the next 15 minutes or so. Support. Being supportive. Lady C touched on this about her beau saying, I'll come over or I'll make you good or whatever, when she's actually going through a crisis. And, you know, she wanted some support. He couldn't give that. And I know that's something in my life that I would like to get from my, I think I should get from my better half or a significant other, is to be, for him to be supportive of me, whether it be, you know, a goal, a job, or whether I am going through a crisis in my life. I wouldn't want that from him. I don't want you to, you know, think that you're just going to slide by with, oh, just giving me the penis or offering me the penis and everything's going to feel better, you know. So it's like that. But, you know, let him be going through a hard time and, you know, show support for them. Like, I've been thinking about this because, you know, you dating the guy and he loses his job, which is so realistic now in this economy. He loses his job. And how do you deal with that? Do you distance yourself from that? Do you stay and try to fight it with him or fight at him with it? I don't know. Because it's frustrating to me to see you say, we're going to do X, Y, and Z. We're going to invest in this, and we're going to go purchase this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to go on trips and all this other stuff, but yet you don't have two pennies to rub together. You know, and you know, he criticizes everything that you do, or he has an opinion on everything that you do, but then as soon as you give him a suggestion, there's always these excuses. Oh, well, the way my account is set up. Really good. So how supportive should you be when it comes to, you know, this relationship? I'm trying to give you what I want, but it's not working. I don't know. Thing that's baffling me, because it's like I'm trying to be supportive of you. You know, if that's your lifestyle or if that's what you like. Okay, prime example. My beau is a vegetarian. He doesn't eat meat. He just eats fish. That's it. Tuna, actually. He don't even eat fish. Yeah, he eats fish. And that's it. He don't eat chicken. He don't eat beef. He don't eat none of that. You can't have it can't have that byproduct in it or nothing. You know, I eat everything. Me, on the other hand, I eat everything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm eating the pork. I'm eating the bacon. I'm eating all that. I'm doing it all. And I'm trying to be supportive of him, you know. So I went out and I bought the Boca Morningstar burgers, vegetarian burgers, which I must say are fucking expensive for two little fucking burgers. That shit is expensive. Why is it so damn expensive?
Because it's healthy.
Huh?
Healthy food is expensive.
Like, I don't eat white eggs. I only eat brown eggs. Nigga, don't let me go get a crayon.
Call the egg.
Oh, exactly.
I've been there. Dated a vegetarian.
I don't eat white bread. I eat wheat bread. He don't eat just wheat bread. That nigga eat the expensive wheat bread for
whole wheat.
With grains and stuff like that. Nigga, you ain't baking this bread. I don't know who put you onto this bread, but if you don't go get that Wonder and get out my face, it got to have 100% grains and nuts and berries in it. Listen, that ain't bread. That's a meal. So, but, you know, and it's like I'm trying to be open to it. He has some type of tuna melt thing going on. I try to taste it. I was like, oh, this is good. And back in my head, I'm like, eh. You know? But I'm trying to be supportive of his, you know, let's go out. Okay, where we going out? Let's go eat. Where we going to eat? I don't know where to take him. You know what I mean? Or where should I suggest? So I suggested IHOP. He loves pancakes. You know, excuse me, and I'm telling him, dude, you got to work with me. I've never been with a vegetarian, first of all. Secondly, I don't know nothing about your lifestyle, you know. So our date was at the supermarket.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, our date was at the supermarket. We went hand in hand, I mean arm in arm, down the aisles, and he pointed out the stuff that he likes.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, right?
But, I mean, you're willing to go to that point because you know he don't eat it. You could have just said, look, bring it yourself.
I did. I said that, too, because that shit is expensive. I didn't say that because it was like every time we met up, I was buying food for you. Now, nigga, you knew you was coming over here. Why didn't you come with a bag of groceries?
You know you don't eat what I eat. I eat everything.
Right.
Then you want me to buy it, you want me to prepare it, and you want me to do the dishes? I flipped on him. He was like, I don't feel like doing them. What, nigga? But you don't feel like eating up in here. I bet you that'd be the last time you have me prepare you a meal. You better come with your own meal.
I stopped that a long time ago.
Early 20s. I was first in the dating scene. I'm independent. I got my own place. You know, I thought I was good at it. Listen, you coming over to see me? Okay, fine. What you want to eat? Oh, you want some tacos? Oh, you want some oxtails? Oh, you want this? I'm in the kitchen. I'm cooking. You come through. I got all the video. That's when PlayStation 2 was popping. Had PlayStation 2. Had all the games. I only played one, but I had like 5-6 different games. The army game, the race car game, the basketball game, the fight night. I had, you know, all that stuff was popping. Yeah, that ended real quick. That ended so quick. I'm getting flashbacks now. Mm-mm. That had to stop. That had to stop real quick. Guys walked out with the PlayStation. I was getting robbed left and right. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? But back to that support. How do you be supportive in this new relationship? Like, is there such thing as doing too much or not doing enough? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a thing as doing too much. If that person ain't doing as much for you, I mean, it ain't got to be like so like down the middle. But at the same time, you know when somebody's giving enough to you that they should be. But if they ain't, then, yeah, you possibly doing too much. Like you said, he's always coming over. He don't never bring his own food. He just expect you to buy this extra bill of groceries.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all just sit around at your place. What?
Mm-hmm.
So you know you got special food needs. You need to have something that you know that you can eat. Like your man, bring that or bring all the sides. He could at least bring all the vegetables.
Right.
Because he knows that's what he's going to eat.
Right.
So, yeah, it is a thing. It's doing too much. And you were saying something about, like, if a guy's saying, hold me down right now, I'm trying to, you know, get everything together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that just goes back to the first part of our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how long is this supposed to take?
Right.
Because it seems like some guys will say that because they want it to be an excuse for you to just get off their back and just leave them alone and while they just say whatever and just do whatever. But I do think that, you know, it can be too much that you can't be doing. You'll know when you are. So when you get to that point, I just say just dial it back a couple of notches, and then sometimes you have to let a person see, like, hey, I'm not going to be no fool. I'm not going to be no doormat for you. And
right.
Then once they get that gist, they're like, okay, well, I'm going to either have to step it up or just move on out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Like the situation we was talking about with the, that's what reminded me of it when you was talking about the Love and Hip Hop show. I don't watch those shows like that too much. I just only want to get to the good part.
Right.
But I know the situation, you know, yeah, you're out and about. Oh, can you cover that for me? You know, and I'm like, that's why I offer. Like, I tell a dude, I'm not, you know, I don't think, traditionally, I don't think, oh, you should pay for everything, or you listen, if I know you're struggling, fine, let's go Dutch. You pay for your meal, I pay for mine. I'm open-minded like that. I'm trying to compromise mostly. But who doesn't want to be treated out? Who doesn't want, you know, to a bill to be paid? Who doesn't want that? Yeah, I want that, but I'm not going to sit up there and make it so that it's mandatory for you to do that to be with me.
Yeah, but it's like if you can't even pay for your own bill, then we shouldn't even be going out. Like,
exactly.
Right. Like,
right.
You don't need to go out then.
Uh-huh. Well, she ain't going to lay up in my house either.
Do what?
I said, but he ain't going to lay up in my house either. Like,
I know that's right.
I'm agreeing with you, but, you know, you don't think that, oh, because we can't go out because you broke, that all you're going to do is lay up in here. No, you're not. It's too hot.
Right. Yeah, I think that kid on that show was like, are you kidding me? That really just lit everybody up that was in the group discussing it, that we couldn't believe that she was saying that, and she fell for that on national TV. And not only did he say, when the people walked out, he said, so you get your card out, boo. And he's like, oh, yeah, and go ahead and pay off my tab. So he had a tab at the place. He's like, pay my whole bill that I've been coming here, for bowling, eating, and you weren't even with me. So you just go ahead and pay all that off.
Right.
And I was
saying and then at the same token, because we don't know any better, because every time we sit there and say, no, we give an attitude, or you're bitter, or you're this, we got so many stigmas against us. She's in that situation. And, you know, she think it's all right. She think I'm being helpful. I'm being supportive. You know.
No,
that's
no. I always tell a girl, I wouldn't care if he said whatever. Come on. You're not his mother. You're not his sister.
Right.
So you should never expect somebody to just go ahead on and start breaking you off, especially when you don't even know them that well. You know,
right.
Y'all don't even have that tight relationship. And then I always say you always got to put your relationship through tests. And if a guy is there for you, like if you sick or if it's just a time, like say, for instance, you don't have gas money for the week and something came up, that's the reason why you don't have it. And he come through and he help you out in whatever manner that he can. He might have been getting you a ride to work with his uncle or somebody. I mean, that's just to show you that this person is really down for you. But if they can't do all that, no.
Right.
You need to take it back.
We need to dial it back, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay, if they, like you said, if they lose the job, you watch. Okay, you lost the job and you at rock bottom means you didn't have no kind of, you didn't save nothing. So every time you got paid, you spent it all. You have nothing to fall back on.
Right.
Or your check get locked up. Oh, I can't get to my money. I have nothing. You have nothing. What do you mean you have nothing?
Well, you better call your mama.
Don't let me do that. And I don't want to ask anybody. Well, don't ask me.
Call Tyrone or somebody.
You told Tyrone. You stupid.
No, but that's good. I don't like asking nobody. I don't like doing this. But you're doing it.
Yeah, that's just an excuse. So you like, well, she'll believe that I won't ask her again, or she'll feel bad, and, you know, she'll go along with if I say, well, hey, ask your people. You asked five people already to get all the other stuff you need. This is like some game.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't want nobody to know. What I got to do with that? You need to tell them, you ain't got nothing. You have nothing, and you have nothing.
Exactly. I ain't getting it either.
Well, I'm glad to know that there is a such thing as too much when it comes to support, because I think I was doing too much.
Yeah.
I think I've been doing too much, because like you said, I'm not seeing, you know, you asking me to do X, Y, and Z, but you're not doing nothing.
Right.
You're not doing anything. You're not giving any leeway. Like, and like I said, the conversation is no longer there. You can't do nothing. The concern is no longer there. The respect is there, but it's like everything else is. And you told me, okay, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to try not to do this. I'm going to try not to do that. But it's frustrating. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Well, that's a good sign, because if you were, like, still making excuses, you know, I'm going to work with him and everything, so that would be a problem. But you said you don't like it.
No, but I think I've been fair.
I'm going to hold out for him because, you know, he's trying. What is he trying?
I did say that. But I didn't want to. The reason why I said this is maybe an excuse, but the reason why I said it is because I don't want to hit you while you're already down. I didn't want to kick you while you was already down. So I said, you know, like you said, I dialed back, and I'm just, you know, letting it play out. But now that I see that you're not putting the effort into anything, like you're not putting effort into yourself and you're not even trying to put the effort into us. You know what I mean? Like I said, my expectations for you, I lowered them already. Now the only way to go is to leave you alone.
Right.
I can't get no lower than this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you lose your job, okay, take a minute and find another job. You know, it may not be the same job. Find a job.
Right. You're wearing yourself thin. Because, okay, this month is good. What about when next month come around? Then what?
Right. I just need a little help. You know, I just need a little help right now. It's going to be okay. It's going to get better. Mm-hmm. When is it going to get better? This is month number 4, and your unemployment is about to run out. Mm-hmm. And the unemployment wasn't covering but a little bit, and you're still looking like, or I'm going to come stay with you. No, you're not. I hate somebody who stay with you. I got 3 people stay here. They say you do. Yeah, me, myself, and I. I don't have room for you right now.
Right.
You have 3 people stay there? Yeah, me, myself, and I. Love it every day. Now, you have nothing. I'm going to say, oh, yeah, come on in. No.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to spend a night with you. Know,
The fact that I said that all I need from you is your time, your support, and your attention, like, I don't ask you to give me anything else because I know you don't even have anything else to give me. What
yeah,
that?
Yeah, because he knows
like, that's
that that's
bringing,
not enough.
You know,
being
realistic,
feels like
that's what you're bringing
just
to the
just
table.
Saying it.
Huh?
He knows when a person says that, or when a woman says that she shouldn't have to say something like that to him. So he knows he's not up to par.
Right.
But, time he just whatever maybe feeling sorry for himself, but they ain't got nothing to do with you. But he knows that when he says that, you know, it's not right. I mean, even a boyish man knows what a man is supposed to be doing, and he's not doing that.
I was letting him be amazing.
Let's check back on him around Christmas after Christmas, see how he been doing.
If I wait for them to be a man, I'm going to be homeless in the dark with no gas, electricity. Oh, man, I can't do that.
Right.
I'm going to feel like I'm living in a cave.
Yeah. I got it. Give me a few weeks. I'm going to have it. No, the light bill can't wait a few weeks. I'll be sitting in the dark. He got it.
Mm-mm.
He's just on hard times right now. He going to help me eventually. No.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I'm good. Good for what? What do you mean you're good? Good what? I'm good for it. Good for what? What you good for? You know. Then you wrong because you sit there and you tell them, I don't have time for this.
No, you're not wrong, but it's just something that he don't want to hear because...
Right. No, you told me you were going to help me. No. You know, that was when you had possibilities. You're not even showing a possibility. You just sitting here waiting on that check that don't cover nothing but your cigarettes and your beer, and you sitting there saying, you got my back. No. You know, you playing games. And what application you put in? Well, you know, I went online. I couldn't find nothing. Well, you know, McDonald's got a help wanted sign. Oh, I don't want to do McDonald's. You need money to live. That's the start, you know. I'm too educated for McDonald's. I'm too old. No, they got old folks work everywhere.
Exactly.
You know. But let's be
honest. So I'm going to end the conversation. Thanks for tuning in to the Honey Sweet. An awesome show as always. So this guy on my feed, he sends me a message. He's I don't know, he just craving for attention or whatever. But he finally sends me a message saying this. He said, "This is random, but I just have to get this off my chest. But you are so far beyond beautiful. Your smile is phenomenal, and your pretty eyes got a glare that could brighten up an horizon. Your hair is glamorous. Your eyes are stunning. You must look so remarkable in person. I can't even imagine." That's what he texted me. I wanted to share that. But my bone don't even say nothing like that to me.
Huh? What'd you say?
I said my bone don't even say nothing like that to me.
I know. That's what I said. Y'all about to go talk?
No. He been hitting me up since 2013.
Really?
Hi, beautiful. Hi. I say hi. He said, "You look good. What's up?" I said, "Thanks." He said, "You like Dominican?" And "I love BBW the best." I said, "Okay." He said, "You single?" And then I stopped talking to him.
Oh, wow.
He hits me up again. I'm working. Like, I got one word. It's catfish, y'all. It's catfish. It's too much catfish now. Maybe catfishing. Can you click on their profile pic? Nigga, that ain't you. That's Tyrese body. Nigga, get out of here.
Like, who are you?
All right. Tyrese tattoo. I know where it is. I can't with them ladies. See, I can't. I don't know. I go to their page. You go to their page, and it'd be 12 different dudes in the profile pic. Which one is
you? Wow. Right.
Yeah, it's like all black people look alike. Mm-mm, I ain't got time for that.
He said he's the one over there. Pick which one you think I am. That's me.
Right. Which one? That's me. Like, I'm not trying to do it. I'm good.
Or you get the one with the page that they just started their Facebook or their whatever page, and it's only one friend. Like, something's wrong with this.
And then they always share pictures on their profile. They always got to tag. Can I tag you in this profile? Can I tag you? You know what? If you go to bed. Wow. And when I see posts, when I say I'm live on air, that's when everybody want to call me, text me, send me messages.
I know, of course, right?
Like, didn't they just, I've been doing this show for how many years, and yet you still call me at 9 o'clock on Monday?
They just looking for attention. You know how it is. Pick me.
She really is. Pick me.
And then I'm all kind of mean.
But I did text you. You know, I saw your number. I was thinking about you, so I sent you a message. Oh, you busy? Yeah.
Well, you know what? I got programming into my phone now. When they call or they text me, you know, when they call you, you can send a reject message.
Mm-hmm.
So when they call. I put a reject message up there. I'm like, I'm on air. You can call in at 805. Listen in here. I put the link and the call number in there. I've had a few guys actually call up and listen to. I see their number pop up.
Oh, well, that's good then. That was a good tactic.
It's effective. Look, it's effective. But now I need to find, where do you find these guys? Because they're not approaching you on the street. I'm scared to go to church because I might get struck down, or I might fly for
Eve. Are you
going to
get struck down faster than the preacher and the deacons? Come on now. Really?
Exactly. I might either get struck down because of me or because I'm standing next to somebody. I'd rather get struck down outside than rather go to church and get struck down. And I don't know who he was aiming for. I don't know. I was thinking like that. Where do we go? We can't go to a bar because you can't talk over the music and it's too dark. Yeah, I've had a situation like that. You in a bar, everything is cool, the lights are down, you get drunk, and then And then you come outside and his teeth is missing.
What? Where you come from? Who are you? Really?
I got caught like that. I'm gonna tell you, no lie. I got caught like that. I was taking pictures. I was taking pictures at the party. You know, they had the camera booth, you know, over there. I'm taking pictures at the booth. I'm taking random guys. Come on, take a picture. You take a picture. We look at all cute and stuff like that. I leave. You know, we're like, okay, let's meet up. I meet up. This nigga come. He's handicapped. He come wobbling in. I was like, oh, man, really? His legs are turned all wrong. I'm like, really? Why did I know he was handicapped before this? Oh, man. Damn, Robert. Then I had to start making up excuses why I couldn't see him anymore. I don't want to tell you because your leg's crooked. I can't do nothing with you. Like, I don't want to tell you that. I think that would be mean.
Well, but, so why couldn't you do anything with him? Because, you know, all the positions and everything?
No, I just didn't feel like walking down the street trying to hold him up. Like, no, I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I got to hold myself and you, too. Like, he put his arm around it and looked like I'm trying to hold him up.
No. Oh, okay.
I mean, he was able to walk, but I don't know. Then he told me he was a hustler. Dude, how you running? Cops
really?
Come, you done. Right, he told me he was hustling, kind of blocking around a corner at the barbershop. But I'm like, I don't get it, because I'm like, if the cops come, where are you running to?
Well, he's handicapped, and they're going to say, oh, it's not him. Yeah, right, right. That's it.
See, look at everybody else, not him. He just sit there. I couldn't be him.
folks. Thank you, Lady C. Thank you, Drama. Any last words before we get on out of here?
Get the book, Swing and Submission, to DramaPrinces.com and all your major e-tailers and in bookstores. Thank you.
What about you, C?
I enjoyed myself, and I plan to get the book.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Lady C. Load it on up.
Oh, I'm going to get the book. Well, I have a friend I talk to who's into swinging, and so, yeah. I've been kind of curious of it.
Well, you should get it, and then you tell me how it is for you. Okay. I think the book has like 10
segments,
huh?
I'm at the site, and it says The Sea and Betrayal with the Multiple Partner Twist, Swinging Submissions, rated HF for Hot Fucks. That's what she got on here. Lady C, I'm not lying. That's what she got on here.
I believe you. The way you said it.
I just blushed.
You can buy it in paperback at CreateSpace also. Kindle, tablet. Oh, I got a tablet.
I got a tablet. Oh, you can get a Kindle or tablet. Oh, I got a tablet.
Yeah. We need to have a book club so I can exchange all these damn books I got dusty.
That would be nice.
I got dusty in the bottom of the closet. I just got like a whole thing of paperbacks and stuff, and they're readable. I read them over sometimes, but sometimes you're just like, look, let's exchange books. They're used. They're not well torn. I don't know. Maybe that's something we can look into, Lady, right?
Do you use paperbackswap.com?
Have I used that? No, I never heard of that.
Yeah, you should check it out.
The title
you still. You can swap on there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Swap it.
Would be good, too.
Hmm? Huh?
I said the book club would be good, too, but I know a friend uses paperback swap.
Oh, I gotta look that up.
Yeah. And for the Kindle books, there's one site called Lendle, LENDLE.com.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one for Kindle for borrowing.
Well, okay.
Can I start my old club, Paperback Swap?
Yeah.
I want to start my old club. I'll do that.
Yeah, you should do that.
Let's start our own club. I got a box full of everybody. I got a little bit of everybody.
Oh, really?
I got a little bit of
everybody. Did you get that new Walter Mosley book?
No.
Betty Doesn't Do It Anymore?
Nope.
It is what it's called, Betty. Or is it Debbie? Debbie Doesn't Do It Anymore.
I don't know what that means.
I want to know what it means. I haven't read the description yet. It's like, this is Walter Mosley. What could this possibly mean? I don't look at him for something dirty. But it has a sci-fi looking cover. But I was going to check it out.
Maybe she just doesn't go in space anymore. I don't know.
Debbie doesn't.
I got a lot of books.
How many?
I don't know. Like 20.
Really? You're breaking a bookshelf.
It's more than 20, but I was just, it's just the first number that popped in. That was the first number that popped in my head. I do have a bunch of them, like, on my dresser, because I was like, I'm going to start reading again.
What happened?
Took them out. Huh?
What happened?
Everything.
Oh.
I mean, nothing at the same time.
Yeah.
Everything and nothing at the same time. You know those moments. I'm gonna do this. Yeah, you have all these intentions. You have all these intentions to make things happen, and then it's like, oops. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I did read some. I lent some out, you know, waiting for it to return. I was going to buy some. We really did try to start one. And I had a friend saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. I have Gorilla Black by Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki Turner Presents. What else? Dirty Old Men by Omar Tyree. I haven't read that one yet. Millionaire Wives Club by Tashonda L. Whitaker. From the Street to the Sheets, the Urban Erotic Quickies. I got Man Whisperer by Allegra Adams. And I actually bought this from a guy who's the author was actually selling them, and I bought two of them. But this one's called Surviving the Game But Broken by Love by Raphael Daroux II, and he actually signed it for me and mm-hmm. put his phone number there. So.
Oh, really? Did you ever
so
call
I'm
him?
Lost. But that's
oh,
what I took out. Huh?
Roadside assistance, huh?
Shut up. But that's what I took out. So I guess I got three books to start off with. I'm going to try a Paperback Swap, and I'll let y'all know how that goes.
Okay.
New project for the summer.
Yeah. And you're on Goodreads?
Look, I'm going to read Dirty Old Men. I'm on Goodreads, actually. I just haven't read anything good. Huh?
I said, oh, okay. I haven't been reading either. I think I'm six books above schedule, though. But I only set mine for 15 books for the year.
Oh. Okay. I haven't really looked at, like, really got into the site yet. I just know, you know, author friend of mine is like, sign up for this, okay? You know.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those moments, and then every now and then I go and I look at the site, what am I supposed to do in here? And then I leave again. I get distracted very easily.
Mm-hmm.
As y'all can see, I told y'all I was leaving. All right, folks, this is you've been listening to The Honey Sweet. It's been Ladies Nice. Thanks to the Drama Princess. Thanks to Lady C. Thanks to all the listeners, all the supporters out there. FullFaceRadio.com is the website, 805 1-800-930-8320 program and into your phone. Don't forget to go to our website and download our mobile app. You can listen to the archives straight from your mobile phone. So when you're on the train, on the bus, in the car, on your way to your work, and you need a good laugh, listen to our archives. We talk about any and everything right here on Phone Fantasy Radio Presents. Will I be on air tomorrow? I don't know. Got to look at the schedule. I got to follow up and look at the schedule, and I'll let y'all know. Just like I did today. I didn't let y'all know until after I was on air. On that note, I think I can say goodbye. Can I say goodbye?
I think I can say goodbye now.
All right, so that's our official sign-off. R.I.P. to our good friend, Black
My normal closeout. What time there was has ceased to be. There just is no more. Yesterday is gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow isn't here yet. Don't worry about it. Today is here. Make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you want to hear, you heard everything LaCrosse played. On your face, put a big smile. We'll see you in a little while. And you are in, and we are out.